Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. How are we going? Are we surviving the many, many weeks until the new Doctor Who? It's not far away. It's October. so it's next month, technically. Now, I have thought we might try and watch the toy maker, the racist toy maker. Which is impossible. There's only one extant episode. There is a rumor going around, which has been sent to me, that it has been found and it'll be mysteriously unveiled in time for the new series. Because it is bizarre that they've announced that they're animating the Underwater Menace, but they haven't bothered to animate the Celestial Toymaker. But maybe the problem of animating it is that it's, you know, there's a lot happening in it. Like, there's a lot of design to do. It's not like, you know, Abominable Snowman was kind of easy because it's like, oh, yeah, we're just going to design this one set and a mountain. Whereas, yeah, there's a lot of, like, it kind of changes every episode. But, you know, maybe it's plausible. I am excited that they're bringing back the animations that, you know, that seemed that it was all dead and gone, and now suddenly, ooh, they've announced the Underwater Menace, which is bonkers. Like, there are two episodes of it in existence, and it's a very bonkers story. But there's one episode of the original Toymaker story, which we could do if anyone wants to. Like, there's many ways. There's, like, reconstructions that people have done with, like, screen craps. Yeah, screen craps. They are very blurry. It's all black and white television that someone just took photos from the TV. I think they were called telly snaps. It was a guy that the BBC hired to basically document the episodes. So, you know, actors could get like, oh, yeah, here's your work that you did. We, like, there's, you know, retail videotapes aren't a thing. Here's you on television in a photo that someone took off a TV. So those things exist. So you can watch one of those with the audio. There's also the narrated audio, which I think you can probably get on Audible, or, you know, like, you can probably get them on CD or books on tape. Oh my God, I used to love a book on tape. I think I might have, like, a couple of the old Doctor Who's still on tape. Oh my God, they were the best. But yeah, so they would have, like, Peter Purves, I think, who is in it, like, narrating the things you can't really work out what's happening while it's sound. So, yeah, it's basically four episodes of some wacky kids games that are potentially deadly. It's, you know, it's black and white Squid Game. but, yeah, so that's your homework if you want to go and find some version of it. And we are going to have to address the ugly racism in the room, because you may find a version that is unedited. So, A, the word celestial is racist. I noticed that the BBC are calling Neil Patrick Harris's character just the Toymaker, because Michael Goff, who played the Toymaker in the 60s, who you might know as Batman's assistant Alfred from the Tim Burton movies, and I think he was even in the Schumachers, wasn't he? Wasn't he Alicia Silverstone's uncle? Anyway, that was Michael Goff who played the Toymaker, and he wore like a, you know, a Chinese outfit. And Celestial was kind of a slur against Asian people, or Chinese people in particular. So they've decided not to use that name. Because, you know, you hear Celestial and you think it means outer spacey. But given how he was dressed, it's like, oh, not outer spacey. Right, I see. Also, in the episode, they do sing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And the original offensive lyrics to that. So if you want to find that, we'll probably try and do that in the next couple of weeks. But I'll give you, like, that's why I'm letting you know now, because it's not like you can just jump on to Binge or, you know, Stan or iView and it's just there. I mean, any of the original series episodes aren't really streaming anywhere at the moment in Australia. So that's makes it difficult all round. And I did just also today took delivery of my season 20 box set, which is on Blu-ray. So if there's an episode of that anyone wants to watch, let me know and I will pluck it out and I will jam it into my Blu-ray player and watch it. I may not do like full recaps anymore because they're kind of exhausting. But we'll see how we go. Anyway, speaking of recaps, Matt, one of our delightful Patreon listeners, has been watching the Doctor Who from the beginning. Not the very tippity top, but from Rose, from the start of the Russell T. Davis era, from back in 2005. And he said he was doing that. I was like, oh, just jot down some thoughts as you go along and let me know how you feel. So anyone else who's been doing a massive rewatch lately, before the David Tennant and Catherine Tate specials come on, I would love to hear how you feel about them now. It's been, you know, nearly 20 years since Rose came out. It's 18 years, which is kind of mind-blowing to me. I'm like, what? Doctor Who's been back on all this time? This is amazing. But yeah, if you just like, it doesn't have to be a lot, just a couple of sentences and we can chew over it here in the podcast and talk about what's going on. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited by, you know, the fact that the show's coming back. But, you know, I love all of the show, beginning to end. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the new episodes and also looking forward to how people feel about any episodes I've watched recently. So, yeah, even if you've watched one that's not part of what we're watching, feel free to, you know, just jump in with your thoughts, your theories. By the way, devastated that my Omega theory turned out to be completely wrong. Omega, how are we saying his name? I can't even remember. Because it's quite clear. Like, I mean, BBC have announced on their socials that Neil Patrick Harris is playing the Toymaker. But I really would love it to have been the Peter Davison Omega from Ark of Infinity who watched the puppet show. Decided to become some crazy puppet guy. It could still be true. The Toymaker could still be Omega. He's not going to be, but he could. All right, could. All right. So Matt has sent me his thoughts on season one and two. He's done a whole thing, but we'll just try season one. We may not even make through season one by the end of the week, but let's have a look. So Rose, he says, watching this with 2023 eyes, it's kind of a miracle that it was as big a success as it was and kept the show alive for so long. I did think that too when we watched it recently. He says, if Rose were to be Shooty's first episode in 2024, the fans would be calling for Russell T. Davis's head on a spike. They were then as well, Matt. I think fans called for Russell T. Davis's head on a spike like every week forever. He says, it's still bright, colourful, light fun though, and still has the charm I remember from first viewing. It is charming, isn't it? It's delightful. But the music is so overbearing. Yeah, that was... I don't find that Murray Gold ever stopped being overbearing, to be honest. The music is so overbearing. The humour is so cheesy. And the burping bin is just, well, it just is, isn't it? Yeah, the burping bin is a bit much. I do still really like Rose. Mainly because it's the way we see everything from her point of view. Like, it's, you know... It's almost like there's a dramatic irony if you're a fan, but the show still works even if you're not. Like the dramatic irony being that we know who the Doctor is, we know what the TARDIS is, we know all of that. And so her learning those things are exciting, but for everyone else, it's just exciting. All right, we'll continue on with this in the next episode. Thank you so much, Matt. This is fun.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.